This is a Cortez Currents news update. The province of British Columbia will be bringing fast, reliable internet to remote communities like Cortez Island, Quadra Island, and Zabalas by the fall of 2021.
Fast, reliable internet is more important than ever. And in fact, we couldn't be here virtually today without it. People need reliable internet access that can keep up with their busy lives. And for too long, people have struggled with slow, unreliable internet speeds along BC's coast. And that is why I'm so excited to share the news that's going to make a real difference in people's lives. Today, I can tell you that the Connecting British Columbia program is approving more than $10.5 million in grants to improve internet speeds on BC's coast. This means people in places like Zabalos and Quadra Island and Bella Coola will soon see improved internet speeds and reliability. And people benefiting from these projects are members of several Indigenous communities as well, such as the Haida and the Nuhak, the Yahadasat and the Calhous Nations, and a number of other coastal communities.
Said Lisa Baer, BC's Minister of Citizen Services. About $4 million of this money will go to the Strathcona Regional District. According to Cortez Island Regional Director, Noba Anderson.
Internet connectivity at a region-wide scale has been one of the key priorities of the regional district for a little shy of a decade.
The press release mentions three Quadra sites, Granite Bay, Bold Point, and Open Bay, as well as the village of Zabalas. Anderson spoke about the Cortez locations.
The vast majority of that coming here to Cortez is intended for fiber optic cable that will connect to that subsea cable. So I believe there's three landing places where that subsea cable comes up onto the shore on Cortez. I believe Squirrel Cove, Mansons, and Whaletown. So what will happen is we'll get fiber optic cable that will connect into that subsea cable, run along the telephone poles and into people's homes. And as far as I understand, we need to have this project completed by this fall. So it will be very quick implementation of fiber to people's houses, to people's doors, not to the end of people's driveways, in the next handful of months.
A number of Cortez residents expressed concerns about possible exposure to electromagnetic waves when Cortez Coast came to Manson's Hall 2 years ago. Anderson has a message for them.
I know there are a number of Cortez residents who are really concerned about the health impacts of wireless, and that there has been interest by TELUS to put up cell phone towers, and a lot of concern about the health impacts associated with the frequencies of cell phone towers. This, I believe, will attract less concern from citizens. And when the regional district did outreach a couple of years ago to Cortez around our last mile priorities, it was really clear that people wanted fiber to their homes. And it is not a business case that, you know, TELUS or any of the other internet service private providers would have ever done. It only is financially feasible due to funds from senior government. So I think this is the best possible option to bring connectivity to people with the lowest health impact.
North Island Powell River MLA, Michelle Babchuk, who was chair of the Strathcona Regional District during the later phase of negotiations, added,
I really want to say thank you to everybody who's helped make the investment in coastal communities come to fruition. So many people in my constituency are looking forward to the Connected Coast project that brings such great benefits to the North Island, whether it be just in connecting to government services, telehealth, distance education, emergency management BC, or to be able to create those economic diversification portfolios for those smaller communities that are trying so hard to transition through our new economy. You know, struggling with those download speeds and unreliable connections has been the norm for people on the North Island. So I think that they are going to be very happy to see what have been able to be achieved here. It's great to see the fiber coming and approaching the day when everyone on the island and throughout the coastal region has the connectivity they need.